That's right.
Good evening, folks. This is Thursday, 28 September 2017. It is 8 p.m. Eastern, and we have the natural healing call. Thank you for being here.
There you go. Yeah, well, today, I forgot what we had set, maybe we'd talk about last week, but some interesting things have occurred during the week. And so I thought we'd bring them up and kind of chew on them a little bit because they're very interesting in my viewpoint. So I have to come from my viewpoint. One of them is oxygen. And the other one's going to be about chemtrails and how maybe we can fight them. So with oxygen, all of us have had some way or another or someone or another who's had to carry around their little oxygen tank. I had a friend who had COPD. She had to have a little oxygen tank and or a little bag, and she carried it around with wherever she went, but man, she was huffing and a puffing. She had a weight problem, too. However, I worked at a store one time. It was called the A1 News, and we had another fellow with one of these little oxygen tanks that he kind of had a shoulder strap on, and he was smoking in his car, and we're going, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm standing right at the window and waiting for the boom. And when he comes in, we all go, excuse me, you're carrying an oxygen tank and you're smoking. He says, oh, I turn off the oxygen before I light up. And we're going, there's still oxygen in the car. But we just humored him, as you can imagine what we thought of it. However, I listened to an audio the other day. Well, it was a video, actually, and it was a selling thing, as you know. These things are all about what can we sell the suckers today. So, but this one was interesting for the concept. As you know, oxygen is in less and less purity. I mean, well, there's no purity to it, but it's less and less level. When we were in school back in the aught years, as they say, the oxygen, you didn't have trouble breathing. We didn't have the chemtrails. We didn't have the bad food. So we were all breathing pretty regularly and having, we were getting around very quickly, very easily, et cetera. Today, the oxygen level, now I know several years ago, 3, maybe 4 years ago, I had heard the oxygen level was at about maybe 15, between 15 and 16. What that meant to me was that's pretty low. I mean, I like to have my oxygen 100%, but it would blow up a lot of stuff. So we can't do that because it's mixed with other airborne types of chemicals. However, what this gentleman was bringing up, because oxygen, as we know, is vital for breathing, and having fresh air, et cetera, is very important, or having air is very important. And he brought up an interesting point that I thought was good to go over here. Oxygen rejuvenates cells, rejuvenates all the little things in our body. Oxygen is a healer. If you have enough oxygen in your body, cancer cannot grow in an oxygenated hive. I don't even think it has to be a gigantic hive, but more than what we have today. It helps heal wounds quicker. it does help the lungs for those COPD people. They wouldn't be able to get around if they weren't having that additional oxygen going into those lungs that are pretty bad. I know when I was a kid, my dad was a heavy smoker. And one time he landed in the hospital and I went in to see him. And he, of course, wasn't smoking. It was a year at the time when there were no oxygen, little tanks or putting oxygen masks on your head. But they had pierced his, between his ribs into his lungs and were dumping the smoke out into a big, what you and I call the 5-gallon jug of water. It was all black. So that was my first introduction to how bad the lungs can be, and pulling it out, where with oxygen and having an oxygen mask on, or the little prongs that they put into your, for you to have in your nose, for you to get your oxygen, would be a faster healing probably for a man like my father. And but the video went on and talked about other kinds of diseases that oxygen would help. And he said, you know why we don't hear about it? What do you think it is, Jan, that we don't hear, or Bob, we don't hear, Robert, we don't hear why oxygen is not used at all?
Good question.
What do you think it would be?
Well, I've asked that question many times simply because I do know that cancer cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment.
Right.
I also know that without proper oxygen getting to the red blood cells are flat.
Right.
And if they take a blood test and look at it under the microscope, they'll see they're flat. Well, that is the cause of many illnesses in the human body. And if they prescribe oxygen treatment, then blood cells become round like they're supposed to be, and the illnesses go away. So, yes, I have asked that question. I don't know the answer, but I have asked that question many times.
And go ahead, Jan.
I'm not sure how you are administrating the oxygen. Some of these little hyperbaric chambers where you climb inside, it's like almost like a big sleeping bag around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they seal it all up and run oxygen at overpressure into it. Some people are very claustrophobic and can't do that, but I'm sure there's other ways of administrating it.
Well,
I believe.
Go ahead.
I believe if you just put a airtight mask over the nose and mouth and breathe in the oxygen from one of the air tanks, that would be enough. You know, say sit there and do that for like an hour's worth of treatment. And do that, say, on a weekly basis, I think there would be a world of difference in people's health.
Absolutely. You're right on. And two things you both brought out. Number one is exactly what you said, Robert. He showed us blood cells. He said these are the blood cells of someone who's sick, and they were flat. They were jagged. They looked sick. And he said, these are the blood cells of someone healthy. They were bouncing around. They were perfectly round, and they just had, you could see the vibration that they were happy little cells. they were the same woman. When she came in, her blood was flat. And her doctors kept telling her, oh, it's just your age. Oh, it's just you're working too hard. Oh, it's nothing to worry about. You'll be fine. And the woman was sick. Her blood was sick. She was sick. She was having a hard time. And she was not a happy camper. And so when the doctor or the practitioner that showed her just this little bit of oxygen, her life started to change. Her energy started to change. Her whole outlook started to change because she had energy. And what is it most of us complain, I don't have any energy, I can't do it. Well, the reason you don't hear about the oxygen is there's no money in it.
Well, that's the same thing with many of the different cures that are available when it comes
Correct.
From the natural plants and whatnot. They can't make any money on it, so they try to ban it.
Poo, 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 poo. We don't want you sick. Well, you're here to get sick. That's our motto. Oh, sorry, I get carried away by my enthusiasm for illness.
That's something else that President Trump has said enough is enough on.
That's right. They are killing us all the time. Uh-oh, there's my echo voice coming through. So what this product was and what the whole premise was is the fact exactly about what you're saying, Robert. So much of our illness, and whether if Trump can get the American Murderers Association shut down, he will be worth every penny that can be possibly done for the people, because their capitulation and constant willingness to kill people is beyond our tolerance. No one should have to go through what they're putting most people through. And that's where I have a big part in the way with those murderers. But let us not digress. With the fact, what this guy went on talking about is the issue of how important oxygen is, what value it is, as you brought out, Robert, and how simple it is to get it. Now, little bells kept going off in my head, and I'm going, is this true? Is this possible? You know, that kind of thing. Because, hey, the Wright brothers had the same problem. Would anybody believe them that they flew that day? Not unless they had witnesses. And so that is where most of us get stuck. What is really happening here? And what it is they've somehow made these, whatever it is, I didn't get the ingredients, I didn't get what the product was really, but it's a small bottle, you put some drops in water, and you start getting oxygenation to your blood. They were talking about this oxygenated stuff that is out on the market, but he said most of them aren't effectual at all. And so I'm putting it out for people to do their own research. You've got to do your own research. You cannot stand around and let these medical practitioners, remember, they're only practicing just like the lawyers are only practicing, and learn for yourself what's best for you. Robert had to do that with his illness. All of us have to do it with what skills and aptitude we have. Do not accept the first response that these Murderers Association members really want to do. Now, I want to apologize to those medical people that really do care, do practice, don't even practice, they deliver wellness to their patients. So I want that said, because I sometimes get on a bashing mood, and that's not good. Uh-oh, there's that second voice coming through.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, I've known so many people with cancer, dear friends of mine dying. My brother died with cancer, and great friends, people in their 30s, early 30s, dying of cancer.
Yep.
And so for several years, I've been thinking about what can be done. I see all these cancer research places bringing in millions upon millions of dollars to do research with. And I'm about to present something to my doctor. I believe he's a good doctor. He listens to me. And I was trying to figure out how I could take plus 95 parts per million alkaline water and mix it with oxygen, infuse it with oxygen for cancer patients to drink, and even people that wanted to prevent it. Well, there's a machine made by the Japanese called Kangen. Hook it up to the faucet at home, just a regular tap water, and you can set it for a lot of different settings, and you can make this 95 ppm high alkaline water, and it absorbs into the cells much quicker than regular tap water, because it reduces the size of the water drops.
Right.
So how to deliver it? Well, many people are on a CPAP machine. They wear a mask at night, and this machine is pumping oxygen to them. But there's also a water tank on it, which provides a water mist in with the air, the oxygen. Well, there you go. You hook up one of them oxygen-making machines to the CPAP, and you, in the tank, put this 95 ppm alkalinity water. All night long, they're laying there breathing high alkaline water along with oxygen every night. What would that do?
Probably give a lot of people a good night's sleep, number one. And it would give the air in the room a good changeover.
Well, it would also give your body a complete changeover.
Yep. Yep. Very true. That's
and it was
great.
Just up to a couple of weeks ago, I was still trying to figure out how to infuse oxygen into that water.
Well, I know that I got what is called it's supposed to be water going over rocks in a stream. And you get a lot more oxygen out of streams than you do away from the stream. Water, what are the molecules? H2O. And so you will get more oxygen that way, and that's what this supposed is like a cylinder with crystals in it, and you put your water through it, My problem is I don't know how to clean it because there's no way of accessing it. And it's supposed to last 3 to 4 or 5 years. Well, I do it for the plants. I now do it for the plants because I just don't think it's that healthy anymore. It was very good water in the beginning. However, I like what you're saying with the CPAP or whatever it is, or the people that have sleep apnea. But a lot of us don't have sleep apnea. We need to be able to have it some other way. What is another way? That's what this company came out with. It's a tiny little bottle, kind of like your about the size of a, it looks to me like the size of a, what you'd use for eye drops or something. And you just put 2 or 3 drops in your water, your beverage, your tea, your whatever beverage you want to put it in. I don't know about beer, but, or liquor, however they said beverage. And you'll start getting more energy because it's doing what you just said, Robert. It oxygenates the water. Then you're getting it sprayed. You're getting it into your lungs, and it does heal. And as we know, Cancer Society does not want healing. The cancer research does not want healing. All that money they're collecting would go right down the drain. That's their livelihood. That's their paycheck, or their new Mercedes, as we used to say. And that's why when our beloved senator from Massachusetts, Mr. Kennedy, was pleading for someone to save his life after he had done everything throughout his entire Senate career was to bury any healing or what was known as a healing method from the public. So he died of cancer. Justice is served. I do believe that that's his karma.
He got his due.
He got his doom. You don't help others, you get crushed. And that's why I bring this up. Ooh, I'm sorry. I just kicked one of my dogs in his chin. Nothing like brutality on our phone call here. So I offer that for all of you, and I'll send you, Jan, the, what do you call it? The email that had the video, because I think it's really educational. But it's up to the people to do what they need to do. Like I like what you're saying, Robert. There are other methods of getting more oxygen into our life. But I want to kind of switch this over to chemtrails, because chemtrails and what they're doing to our air, as we've spoken last week or even weeks before, affects our oxygen intake. And so Thursday. So on Tuesday night, someone was bringing up something that, you know how you set things, I'm going to do that. It's one of your wish list items. But he brought it up on Tuesday, and I thought, that is a marvelous idea, because with the chemtrails having methyl and other harmful debris being splattered on us. And yes, I know President Trump has put out the order that it's supposed to be stopped. Well, they stop, they start. They stop, they start. They stop, they start. We get a sunny day around here. The next day we'll have the chemtrails out there. We've even had them with clouds out there where before it was no clouds were there and we got the chemtrails. So maybe they're puffing up some clouds so that we see clouds and not only chemtrails. I don't know anything on the weather. But well, what I wanted to bring, oh, go ahead.
I'm just going to say the last 2 days here have been in the 80s, sunny and perfectly blue skies. And would you believe no chemtrails?
Excellent.
And I can breathe.
Correct. And you're in Oregon, and with all the fires you've had up and down that coastline, it's a wonder anybody can breathe along there. I keep telling my friends out there, get a mask, wear a mask. It's going to affect your lungs if you don't.
Well, so, there's one fire still burning.
Wow. That's amazing. And why are they burning so long? Pardon me, the crap from the chemtrails. So, what the gentleman was trying to remember, and then my memory kicked in, is Oregon. Do you guys remember the Oregon, I don't know if you, it wasn't an epidemic, but procedure. I became an Oregon maker of the little chips and stuff. We call them little bombs to be thrown at these towers and stuff. And they're quite good to have around the property. I've got them buried around the property. Do you think I know where they are? They're probably all covered with weeds and brush and all the other stuff or grass by now. However, what the Oregons have, and we can all make it, and the only reason I haven't made it was fun. But you take a paint bucket, you put your own made kind of a cement in it with crystals in it, lots of crystals in it. And you can either smash them or you can put whole crystals in it and have a tube. I think it's six tubes in it so that they're at a slant so that when you put the pipes, the copper pipes in, they're projecting out into the sky. And you let it harden. And there are several other things you have to do. I think you do it in layers or something like that. But you've got this holder for your copper pipe. And when you put this finished product out on your grass, if you want to, or on your driveway, whatever is a place for it to get full extension to the sky, it will be able to shoot energy in all the different directions. And what it does, it cleans the air around you, around your property, and it supposedly does a 30-mile radius as to the power in the copper. They're not coils. They are actual pipes, copper pipes. And, of course, when Oregon started and we started learning about this, copper pipes weren't that expensive. Well, they have gone up to be really, really high. The houses all around us here in Spartanburg that were empty had their pipes, their copper pipes stolen. The older houses had them. So it's been a price challenge for a lot of people to be able to make these. But they do create the clean air around your area, around your home, and for your neighbors. And we know there are a lot of neighbors who aren't saying anything. They're not feeling well. We all are kind of, and this, I'm not wishing this on anybody, but we're not moving fast. We're moving patiently, if you want to put it that way, but we're not aggressive or assertive with our movement like we used to be when we were younger. And I don't think it's old age. I think it's our breathing that's really affecting us. So this is why I brought up these two issues. Go ahead, Robert.
You know, it's a mixture of different things. I mean, not necessarily old age, but with less oxygen, more people have flat red blood cells. And, of course, that takes the energy away. Mm-hmm. And they're not, you know, the food that we eat today is not as healthy. The, you know, there's just so many things that contributes to us moving slower. But I got to believe, once again, oxygen plays a big role in that.
Do you have any idea of what the partial pressure of oxygen is in the system when the red blood cells go flat?
I do not at this time.
And I think that the video may have it in there, but I don't recall it if it did.
Because that's something that's real easy to check. I've got a little portable unit you clip on your finger. I don't know, $45-$50. It'll do a 24-hour recording if you want, you know, if you want to check for sleep apnea to see what happens to your blood oxygen levels when you fall asleep. I ran it because they were telling me I might have it, and sure enough, I ran it all night long. The next day, I got it out, plugged it into my computer, and went looking, and oh, they were running along just perfect. All of a sudden, it completely died, went to zero, and then a little while later, it came back up, and it was normal again. And then I remembered I woke up in the middle of the night and it had fallen off my finger. So when I put it back on, it came back up to normal. Now the doctor probably would have had me on all kinds of medication to fix that problem.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How dare you do that?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I was just curious.
Well, that kind of reminds me of when I walked into the doctor's office and they checked my blood pressure and they seen the pulse was all the way down to 31. Yeah, they went spastic on me.
Yep, they will. When I go into the hospital, it's so rare, but when I used to go into the hospital for anything, it used to be they'd have to go, "Are you alive?" I said, "I think so. I'm still talking to you because I have low blood pressure." And so they never seemed to get concerned about it. Well, it's as bad as high blood pressure because you're fatigued. And they just, "Oh, you're all right, you're fine, everything." But I know that when my blood pressure is low, I'm like, "You want me to talk? How much energy do you want?" I mean, that's how low I can get. So it's important we're with oxygen getting into our system, whether we're low or high blood pressure. I bet most of these high blood pressure people would come down if their cells were healthy, if they were able to breathe properly.
Yeah. Now, in my case, I don't know how it worked or anything, but my blood pressure was actually up 176 over, I forget, but my pulse was down to 31.
Mm.
And so they described it like, "Well, the upper half of your heart is beating the way it's supposed to. The bottom half is just once in a while pumping." And it just sounded strange to me. I thought that the whole heart beat together.
Right.
Made it sound like my heart was in two pieces.
Yeah. Huh. So did they ever find the other piece? Oh, sorry.
Well, they couldn't find it, so they upgraded my electronic system.
Oh, really?
With the pacemaker.
Wow. Yeah. That's the
gives
tough
new
part.
Meaning to broken heart.
Yes, it does.
Wow, we are such a good one for you. Well, keep you in line, Robert.
Oh, geez, I was trying to beat Pete for heaven, and they wouldn't let me go.
No, you can't go yet, man. You got work to do.
Not
get
time
over
yet.
There in the corner. That's correct.
Jeez, I was running from Jammy, pour so much work on it.
Yeah, you can't leave yet. Get done.
Yeah, you got to get your work done. Move on. Got to get your work done.
Yeah.
What was that, little guy? I'm in a hurry. I can't get it up or get it over. What is it, a little rabbit or what is it in Alice in Wonderland? He was always running around and doing something frantic, just always frantic. So with these topics and with the fact of looking at the Organ, that's O-R-G-A-N-E, I believe. And I know I used to belong to one Organ group that was out of Africa, and what they used to do, and this is quite interesting. In Africa, they did not want Africa to become fertile. They wanted it to be arid and a desert at all times. So what this group would do, they would run around Africa and they would plant organ materials. And they did these big organ things that I was just telling you about, so that people would be able to have cloudbursts, have a rain, get this place looking, because Africa was a paradise at one time. It wasn't this desert. And it has become that way. Why? We don't know. They say maybe a nuclear thing happened or something else happened. We don't know. That's still buried in the archives of some history place. However, we can do something different for ourselves, and that's why I bring it up. You can still Google it. You can still do some research on it. There are places that are still doing it. And I thought this might be something that someone that has some time and some extra money that would be good for them, extra money, would be good for them to start doing that, because it will help your environment and your neighbors. Anybody else have anything they want to add? If you've ever looked at Oregon, if you ever looked at any of these kinds of materials?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
What the heck is extra money? I've never seen it.
Well, it's floating around the thieves and whores that are in our corporation. Mm-hmm. Haven't you seen it in their pockets, falling out of their pockets as they make certain you and I don't get anything?
I'm too poor to pay attention.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Yeah, it's that's the kind of extra monies you need. If you have access to it, go for it, ladies and gentlemen. But that's where extra money is. Oh,
yeah, I think you spell Organ, O-R-G-O-N-E.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yep. I knew it wasn't organ. But you're right, absolutely right. Thank you. The memory is fleeting. I'm trying to catch up with it, but, well, you know how fleeting it can be.
I have done so much with so little for so long that now I can do anything with nothing.
There you go. Great job.
That's why we still got you here.
That's right. There you go. Ah, the way of the world. We know it now. Yep. It's very, very useful for you to be that adaptable. Oh. Very good.
When you grow up in a little town and you don't have any money, you get an upbringing that teaches you how to do things with nothing. And then I went into the Navy, and they put me on a World War II ship. They didn't make the parts for it anymore.
Yeah.
By that time, I knew how to jury-rig things. Oftentimes, our ship came back from sea because I changed the design of a piece of machinery to make it work.
And where did that take you? Did they ever send you on to engineering school or anything like that?
Oh, they didn't want me to leave the ship. They went out of their way to make sure I had a big ammo box full of fittings and little pieces of pipe and all kinds of gadgets and valves and stuff, so that any time an emergency came up, I had what I needed to fit things together.
Excellent. Yeah.
They didn't want to send me off to school because they might have an emergency while I was gone.
Correct. I was on our health and wellness on Friday. There was a fellow who was in the military, and he often gives us these military stories too. He said there was a fella and at the either his base or someplace, and the story goes that the fellow wanted to kind of go forward and get farther up the ladder or whatever, and they wouldn't let him go. And he socked the senior officer. He's done all sorts of things to get himself out of that environment. And the truth came out. They couldn't get rid of him because he's the only one that could type the reports for the senior officers on the old manual typewriter. He was so fast and so good and so accurate, they didn't want to lose him. So
yep.
That, Robert, is where you are in that category.
Well, it had its benefits. I got special favors quite often from the captain.
Well, that's good.
A little extra liberty here and there.
Okay. A little better food, maybe. My stomach's in
the Navy. Changed.
It always is bad. My stomach's in the Navy, and with him in the Navy, he was 6'7". And only a mother can pray this prayer. Please let him be on a ship so he learns how to get his room neat.
Well,
and he never, ever was on a ship, ever.
Well, you see, he couldn't be on a ship.
Correct. He's too tall.
Yeah. The tallest that they would allow to be on a ship was 6'6".
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he was 6'7". And he may have been 6'6½" or something like that. His younger brother, a little brother, was 6'7", fully 6'7". So he may have been just a tad under that. So it's all in what you want. So with want better air, do you want better living conditions? You're the one in charge of that.
Well, that's it. We have to be responsible for ourselves.
Correct. Correct. There's a wonderful book that's at the library at Spartanburg Community College. And I know, I think it's a novel, and it's probably might have religious overtones, which is fine. But the whole title is wonderful. There is no one coming for us. Isn't that interesting? We have to be on the working end of it. It's not going to work if you don't work it. And that's why no one comes for you. You've got to be able to think outside that box.
Well, that's all part of freedom.
That's correct. That's why I love the title. And another book they have is Prescription Addiction. And that might be a very good topic for us one of these weeks, because Nikki, what is that case they're having in Pennsylvania, Lackawanna County?
Hang on a minute. Uh-oh. It's a case against pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through clear.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I had a call coming in too. It's a case against pharmaceutical companies, and I don't have my internet up to that particular case at this time. However, Lackawanna County, Dauphin County also has a case against the pharmaceuticals, and there was an article in the Philadelphia newspaper just recently, somebody else had brought to mind that there is something else going on in Pennsylvania against the pharmaceuticals. Jan, have you heard anything out your area about that? Suits against the pharmaceuticals? Say again?
I haven't heard anything yet other than what you've been sending me. You can't hear me?
Right, and yes, I can. On the 21st, the one was here in Lackawanna County. I know more about that than others, but here in Lackawanna County, 9 pharmaceutical companies, and it is that what they're trying to do is get rid of opioid addiction, and it's pretty interesting that they're doing this, but better to have, you know, something in front of me, and maybe I'll be able to share on the next call, and that's the COS call coming up. I'll get it up on my computer by then.
Well,
if anybody wants to know more.
Today, I saw an article concerning that.
I think I sent you, I had put you on the email list for that, you and Jan and a couple of other people with the NLA.
I haven't seen it on there, but I seen it from a friend of mine in Massachusetts sent it to me. And
mm-hmm.
President Trump is getting involved in stopping that.
Stopping the lawsuits from going through, or stopping the
opioids,
the pharmaceuticals. Yes,
yeah.
the pharmaceuticals yeah. for yep. over prescribing. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's I have the case in front of me right now. It actually was filed on September 25th, and the case is numbered in Court of Common Pleas, Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania, civil action, and it is 17CB5156. And there is 81 pages to this, and I just got it this afternoon from someone, and I haven't read through it yet. But if you go on lackawannacounty.org, and down at the bottom of the page, it has a place where you can click on to get onto the civil court's website, and you'll be able to pull this up probably. Okay?
Excellent. Because that's where we need to be hitting them, is in the pocketbooks of each and every one of these pharmaceutical murderers. We got to start calling them what they are. So
the thing that I like when I see it is not so much of somebody suing somebody like that, the fact that people are standing up and taking action of any kind is what is
exactly.
impressive. And we have a president that's actually taking it up too, getting interested in helping. I mean, I've never seen a president wanting to do so much for the American people as what he's trying to do.
Go ahead, Nikki.
No, go ahead. Finish the thought with that because I'm just going to do a caveat after. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, because what I was going to say with the fact that he is working to help the American people as per his running for office is an exact affront against these bastardly, pardon me, people that are saying all these bad things about him so that people won't see the good that he's doing. And I still have people coming up to me and saying, have you heard what they've done with Trump? And I said, no, I don't even listen to it. I just stop it. I'm not going to listen to it. It's disrespectful for the position of who he is. And that's what irks me. I yield. Go ahead, Nikki.
Yeah, I was going to add how I responded after kind of glancing over the wording that was used, and I wrote back to the fellow who sent me the actual PDF on it, because I haven't been to the website to get it yet, but I said, in glancing over the brief, I was wondering how it would be more appropriate to substitute the words Federal Reserve notes for opioids where addictions are implied, because it talks about addictions, and the people are addicted to the Federal Reserve notes, and we're the ones who are bonded in order for them to print it. So, I mean, to me, you know, it's all about addiction. The people are addicted to these Federal Reserve notes. You know, Robert, you were talking about that a little bit earlier, you know, how to do without things and all that. So yep. People are addicted to Federal Reserve notes, and if they're not addicted to it, they're dependent on it. So they're codependent on the Federal Reserve notes. So actually, if somebody is gifted in writing up a brief, you know, hey, write it up and use the wording on this and just substitute Federal Reserve notes for the opioids, and let's do away with the Federal Reserve. Anyway, that's my two cents. I'm off on a tangent. Don't get me started. Poor John will have a problem with me in an hour.
this is a good place for us to end this call.
Sorry about that, Wonderan.
And pick up with everybody on the next call.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello, hi, Crystal.
Yeah. Has anybody heard from Gerard?
Hey, Gerard's been a little under the weather, but he's okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay, because I spoke to him and about 2 weeks ago. I know he said he was a little sick. Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure he was okay because I left a message down there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see y'all on the next call. Thank you.
You got it.